I am here with Gloria Lemer, a resident of Farmington, New Mexico, lives in New Mexico's San Juan Basin, a large drilling field with approximately 30,000 wells. Scientists recently discovered that a cloud of methane, sometimes referred to as the methane hotspot, is sitting over the Four Corners region and over Gloria's home. The hotspot is linked to oil and gas development, and researchers recently found that just 10% of oil and gas sites they examined in the area are contributing half of the hotspot's emissions. Gloria is involved in the local community and has spent 25 years as a speech pathologist in local hospitals and schools. Welcome, Gloria.
Thank you.
The Congressional Review Act, the CRA, allows Congress to undo federal rules finalized in the last few months of a president's term with little or no debate and simple majority votes. Most of the rules being targeted provide environmental, public health, and related financial protections. A recent vote was on the Bureau of Land Management's BLM methane and waste prevention rule, requiring oil and gas companies to cut the amount of natural gas they waste through venting, flaring, and leaks. Instead, this gas is captured at the well and sold. Royalties from the newly captured natural gas gets an estimated $800 million nationwide and about $100 million in New Mexico to taxpayers over the next 10 years. Cutting natural gas waste also reduces adverse effects on public health, air pollution, and greenhouse gas emissions. Before the rule was created, taxpayers were losing approximately $330 million a year in royalties when the gas was vented into the air versus captured and sold. The House had already voted to repeal BLM's methane rule, but the Senate did not support that, and so the rule is still in effect. And that is good news for you, Gloria, correct?
Yes, it is. We're very pleased with the May 10th vote in the Senate, which passed just by three votes. That was a really rough, you know, it was stalled in the Senate, and I think our congressional leaders really helped, and a lot of environmental groups helped to get bipartisan support, and it passed by three votes in the Senate, and we were very happy. That's a plus for us in this area under the hotspot.
It doesn't preclude a future vote. Now, at least under the Congressional Review Act, that opportunity is passed. They can't backtrack and undo that vote. But future legislation might, again, look at the natural gas waste prevention rule. And as you know, the petroleum and gas industry has been lobbying heavily to undo a lot of the protections that were initiated during the Obama administration. For you, what are the most important things to consider right now?
Well, I think that the BLM has taken input such as mine at local public input hearings, and I think that I'm hoping that this will move forward, and the fossil fuel industry, the oil and gas industry, will see that this could only, you know, save them money, save our state money, and prevent the leaks and the flaring and the venting, you know, just releasing it into our atmosphere. And so I'm hopeful that on public lands, this rule will be enforced and methane will be captured, and some of the other compounds as well, gases.
Recently, New Mexico U.S. Senator Tom Udall issued the following statement. I'm paraphrasing. "This is a victory for taxpayers and school children in New Mexico because we were able to fend off this dangerous repeal. New Mexico continued to benefit from the BLM's common sense steps to prevent the waste of taxpayer-owned natural gas, create jobs, and shrink the methane hotspot hanging over the Four Corners region. This is also a victory for the fierce opponents of our out-of-control campaign finance system, which has allowed powerful industries like big oil and gas to wield enormous political power to pad its bottom line at the expense of Americans' health and our climate." How do you feel about that statement?
Our legislature will be going into a special session, and a big concern is education in New Mexico, both at the secondary level and post-secondary level in our state. And we've become dependent on the oil and gas industry, and this rule can actually help us save money and provide jobs in renewable energy and also jobs. The technology exists already. and there's very innovative technology for capturing the methane waste, and that will provide jobs because we do have, as you said, more than 30,000 wells in the San Juan Basin. So this could provide jobs and money into the economy for us, and also in the long run save money for the oil and gas industry as well. So it's a win-win. You know, it's just a continual process of educating people and not letting things go by and not paying attention. And also a community dialogue and dialogue with the agencies and the industry as well regarding how important it is to capture the waste, to keep our air and our land and water clean and, you know, increase the quality of life. I will continue to be active and also in our community to diversify our economy by bringing in renewables and helping businesses like that expand, because they have obviously in other parts of the state, Albuquerque and other parts of the country as well. But Colorado, Wyoming, and I believe North Dakota have started capturing the methane waste, and it's you know, it's there's a huge difference already, and they're saving millions of dollars.
I've been speaking with Gloria Lemer of Farmington, New Mexico, who lives in the middle of New Mexico's San Juan Basin, an old and large drilling field with approximately 30,000 wells. Recently, the Congress of the United States declined to remove the current methane waste prevention rule. Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you, Rachel.